the room for the floor, please?
Well, okay, I'm sitting.
I move to adjourn.
We already have a motion on the floor that we need to get back to.
I'm going
to
order. Mr. Grosher, you are not the chair.
Point of order. This is Jonathan. Point of order.
Point of order, Bill Crozier.
Anybody second that motion?
Point of order. It's out of order.
Point of order. That motion is out of order. Come on.
Mr. Thank you for all the chairs. The chair that wants to be chair. Okay. The only motion on the floor is to adjourn, and we have a second for that. I will ask, I will entertain some point of order. May I hear that? Bill, what is your point of order?
Well, you need to go back to my previous motion to table. That's pending right now. And the motion.
Oh my God.
It is a motion. It's a point of order because the motion just
Mr.
made to adjourn
Grosher.
Is out of order.
Mr.
I appeal
Grosher.
The ruling of the chair. I appeal
Mr.
the ruling
Grosher.
Of the chair.
Mr. Grosher, we have on the floor. I'm sorry, but you didn't make a motion. Your motion to table was no to any motion. How many times we need to keep discussing the issue?
I appeal
we
the
have
ruling
a motion on the floor to adjourn, and we have a second.
I appeal from the ruling of the chair.
What is your appeal? To what? Your
My appeal is that the motion to
point
adjourn is out of order, and your ruling otherwise is incorrect.
Order,
okay. Go ahead, Shane.
Before someone can speak to, why they think there's an appeal or the basis for an appeal, there has to be a second.
Second.
What's second already?
I have a point of order.
Go ahead.
Someone earlier made a motion to, quote, table everything. The only thing you can table is a motion. And there are no motions on the floor except for my motion to adjourn this mess. This meeting. And therefore, it is the only thing on which we can appropriately vote. It is 10:50. Somebody's paying for this phone call where nothing is happening.
Anybody else for the floor?
Yes. Alexander to the stack, please.
Go ahead, Alexander.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
It seems that no one... Okay. I apologize. My point of order is this. My point of order is this.
Madam Chair.
According to the Secretary...
I'm sorry to interrupt the member. I have a point of order.
There seems to be only one member whose point of order matters.
Well, I made a point of order. I'm sorry?
Jonathan Alexander is asking for a point of order. That's why I'm trying to listen to
him. But you have not responded to my point of order, which is that the only motion appropriately on the floor is my motion to adjourn.
I agree with you. I said I agree
then that's
with you.
We move to a vote on adjourning, as I understand it.
I want to hear what Jason Alexander's point of order is.
When
but it's not debatable. My motion is not
with the ruling.
I want to
am I recognized?
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Go ahead.
Did you recognize me, Madam Chair?
Yes.
When someone disagrees with your ruling, they are allowed to challenge the ruling of the chair, and that does not seem to be happening in this meeting.
Because
we've appealed your ruling many times. However, according to the Secretary, the next order of business after Serene's motion to adjourn was Bill's motion to table all of this. We're just trying to move things along, as I'm sure you would like to do as well. But no one has been able to challenge your ruling. Perhaps you can explain that, ma'am.
Yes, Mr. Alexander, I can explain. If every time that everybody challenge, they keep filing point of order and challenging, we never vote. That was exactly my ruling at the beginning. Was a point of order. I say, if not we're taking, somebody challenge, and from there we speak 2 hours and a half. without going to decide the challenge of the point of order.
And we spittle while it burns.
I'm sorry,
thank you.
Mr. Alexander, what is happening now? We have a motion on the floor.
Yeah, well, look on the topic. Look at you. Well, I can't see you.
Mute your phone.
Madam Chair.
Request for
information. I have a point of personal privilege.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, can we ask the other female member from Texas to call us back when she's ready to be
To everybody, mute your phone. You don't have the right to have whatever background noise. Mute your phone. I can't hear the discussion. Who's the one speaking?
I am just now trying to get on. Nancy Sorben.
Nancy Sorben.
Yes.
Are you the one that had the mic open?
Oh. Gal, if you can hear me, yeah.
Yes. Please, everybody, mute.
Point of view. Can I make a point of order?
No, we are hearing somebody else.
Okay.
No, it's okay. Again, what a nice conversation. Nancy, stand on your corner. He's coming for somebody else.
No.
Nancy, shorter.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, great.
You want me to mute?
Sammy. What are the other people? Who needs to go to the bathroom? What is that?
Yes, ma'am.
Can we mute the phones? Thank you. Go ahead, sit in and finish your point.
Oh, my gosh.
I do not understand why we are not voting on the only motion that is properly on the floor, which is the motion to adjourn. It is 10:54. Had we had the meeting, the draft agenda had an end time of 10:30. We're clearly not going to get anything constructive done here tonight. Why are we wasting time and money? No one has something they can find to do?
Point of personal privilege.
Oh, hush up.
No. I'm sorry.
That was Catherine, and it was simply a point of asking the chair to please prevent all of us from making dilatory comments about whatever these decisions are. So I would just like to have some measure of fairness in what is being allowed.
I don't know what you are asking me to do, Ms. Davis, because I'm trying
I'm asking you
in the last 2 hours and a half.
I was simply asking you to, if someone has a motion, fine. If someone has something to say relevant, fine. But when you start making comments about other members of the committee, the PNB, then it falls over the borderline, okay? So I'm just asking that you monitor comments.
I'm sorry. This is Serene. I apologize. It wasn't a comment. It was a question, but I probably should not have asked it anyway. And I did hear you say no to me, Adriana, after I said what I said. So please, let's continue being constructive with the rest of the evening. Stay on as long as you like.
Dan Goodman, call the question of adjourning, please.
Please. Okay. A member called the question, called for, first of all, a motion to adjourn is not debatable. We shouldn't even call the question.
Point of order, Crozier.
Yes, Mr. Crozier.
We need to vote on my appeal of the ruling of the chair.
Mr. Crozier, we have a motion on the floor that is to adjourn. It's the only thing on the floor.
No, a point of order takes precedence over even that.
Mr. Crozier, you can believe
can we vote on the
want, but you keep fighting.
We can just keep voting over no, but it won't accomplish anything.
The point of order. Don't you realize that you are the one that delayed in doing this? Go vote no, and the issue is finished.
Well, we already did that one.
Instead of deciding point of order.
Okay, let's vote no, and then we'll...
Thank you for allowing
get
me
back
to for authorize me, Mr. Krosek. Okay, Mr. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron. Oh.
Wait a second. Before you start the voting, Madam Secretary, I want you to be sure that we ask for all the information because I just that the system said that we have 25 people on the call and we have only 22 directors. I want to put that we need to make the investigation the same that happened before. Okay, go ahead. Keep the voting.
I'm sorry. Did you say 45 people on the call?
25. Yeah, it's changing. At some point in time, it was 28. Now it's 25. Well, who knows? Continue
okay.
The voting. Sorry.
All right. So you're voting on the motion to adjourn. Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Please mute everybody. Jim Brown.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Sharon Brown.
Pass.
Pass. Campisi. Campisi.
I pass.
Campisi passes. Is that?
Yes, I pass.
Pass. Crozier.
Sorry, no.
No. Catherine Davis.
No to adjourn.
No. Diaz. Diaz. Can't hear you. Barner.
Senator, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Diaz votes yes. Barner.
No.
No. Goodman.
No.
No. Jacobs.
No.
No. Loffer.
No.
No. Yeah. Mark.
No.
No. Wangaza.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Absolutely.
Yes.
No comment.
Thornton. No. Thornton votes no. Steinberg.
No.
No. Tanaka.
No.
No. Shabanda.
Yes.
Yes. Turner. No. No. Washington.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. Sharon Brown passed.
President not voting.
President not voting. Campisi, you passed?
Yes, abstain.
Abstain. One moment. Okay.
Thank you.
I have 6 yes. 13 no, 1 abstention, 1 present not voting, and Chair, do you wish to vote?
Tell me again the vote, please.
6 yes, 13 no, 1 abstention, 1 present not voting.
Chair,
Madam
voting.
Chair, I'd like to make a motion. This is Rhonda Carter.
I'm sorry. I did not hear the chair's vote. May I hear it again?
Chair, present no voting. The chair is not
present voting. Present not voting. So this failed.
Thank you. I said Rhonda Garner.
Chairman got me too long. Yes.
Crozier.
I would like to make
Nancy Thornton call for the orders of the day back to the original challenge to the chair.
Oh, boy.
I'd like to make a motion that we elect.
What? I'm sorry, Ms. Garner, I cannot hear you.
I would like to make a motion to vote on an interim chair.
On the what? Can you send it, Ms. Garner?
Can you ask the members to mute their phones, please?
Yes, please. Please, members, mute their phones because we cannot hear Ms. Rhonda Garner.
Crozier for the stack.
Who has the floor? Who has the mic open?
Well,
can I ask again what the name of the people?
I don't care about the qualification. That's what I was.
Pound one, please mute you.
Mute.
Please, member, mute your phone. Governors have the right to speak. Voices in the background.
Crozier, mute your phone.
Yes.
I was muted. It's not me. I hear it too.
Yes, I heard you. Okay, doesn't matter. Everybody mute their phone. Okay, Ms. Gunn, you have the phone. Who's the one speaking?
Crozier is on stack.
Ms. Rhonda Garner on the floor wants that the member that keeps talking in the background mute.
I'm going to pass to Bill Garner. I'm going to Bill Crozier.
What? No, you asked for the floor. You don't want to have the floor. You asked for a motion, and now you don't want to. You say the motion. You are saying that you are withdrawing the motion that you are trying to do.
No,
Gardner. You asked
for the point of personal privilege.
Who got the mic open?
And it's apples and oranges. It shouldn't be this difficult.
Nancy Sword and point of personal privilege.
Yeah. Please mute your phone. Who got here? No background noise. Nobody will have the floor.
Nancy Sword and point of personal privilege.
Go ahead, Nancy Sorden.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to request that when people are requesting point of order or point of personal privilege or point of information, that they wait until the person is finished speaking so that we can hear them. Also, we just voted to not adjourn this meeting, so if people could please mute their phones so we could hear each other to continue this meeting. And also, there are not supposed to be any, there's not supposed to be any point of orders until we deal with the challenge to the chair.
Ms. Sorden, I'm sorry. I need to tell you that is not really a point of order because, oh my God. This, first of all, Robert Rule of Order said that all the others can wait, but the point of order needs to be raised immediately when the action is being taken. Then it's not a way that the people that ask for the point further. What we need, the members realize that, again, who have the mic?
Hello.
I think that sounds like some radio that I, some voices that I know.
Nancy Thornton, point of personal privilege, could people...
Yes, I know from there that noise where it's coming. Yeah, I recognize some of the voices. I hope that you don't make me call you publicly.
I'm trying to hear your explanation about why there's no more point of orders allowed during a challenge to the chair.
No, what I said is if members adhere to what the point of order is, the problem that people call point of orders what they are not point of order. Okay? That is exactly the problem. And that's why I keep piling up. When people ask for a point of order, they need to ask immediately according to Robert Rule of Orders in the moment that the rules are being break. You cannot do it later. That's why it's always in order to ask for a point of order. The problem that we are having during the whole night, already 2 hours and almost 40 minutes, is that people yell point of order, point of personal privilege, point of information, when they want to jump the stack. And then I've been obligated to say that that is not a point of order. And then somebody else challenged the ruling of the chair. And that's how we spent a meeting that should be the first meeting of this PMB. Just with nothing.
Crozier for the staff.
What I'm trying to tell you now is the point of order.
Request for information. Request for information. Nancy Sorden.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, so you're saying that when people jump in with, they claim they want to make a point of order, and it's not about a rule that is being broken in the moment, that they're trying to bring up something that happened in the past, that that's not a point of order because it's not about what's
happening.
That
is what Robert Rule of Order defines.
Is that because it's not happening right now? Because it,
exactly.
And so if they want to bring up that point, they can bring it up later,
okay,
or something like that?
I'm explaining the same from the beginning. You will have later on, and you can always have challenges and things, but you cannot use something that is specifically a point of order, that Robert Rule of Order, that is a break in the rules at that exact moment. That is a point of order. But I agree, because our boards are doing that permanently. People gain and jump the stack, yelling point of order. And then they are aggravated because they are not being... And then they challenge.
Madam Chair, it's Bill Crozier.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Bill Crozier, what do you want the floor for?
Okay, I believe we voted down the motion to adjourn, or the two different motions to adjourn. Then we go back to what's on the floor is my motion to appeal your ruling,
in which
you said no. We never voted on that. We never voted on my appeal. My appeal was that about your ruling on my motion to table. We never voted on your ruling.
You are misstating what really happened. I just explained to the member that when people use points of order that are not, and they think that later on they can challenge because they have the numbers, that doesn't change what is right or not. And it's the same in your case, Mr. Crouch.
Madam Chair, that's not correct. May I explain, please?
Instead of this despicable show for our membership, if we 2 hours and 45 minutes ago just resolved according to what is the law and Robert Rule of Order, the chair ruling something that wasn't a point of order, that will be finished in 5 minutes. That
May
is
I explain,
what I'm trying to explain. No, I don't want you to explain because I'm
well,
here.
Well, you just lectured me and you wouldn't let me explain because you're incorrect. And whoever was tearing paper needs to mute, by the way. But
point
the you, I had raised a motion earlier. I had made a motion earlier to table.
Nancy Sorden, point of order,
finish,
Nancy
please.
Sorden.
May I finish, please?
Nancy, let me
Madam
point
Chair.
Of order, Nancy Sorden.
Nancy, let Bill finish what he's trying to say.
Thank you.
Please.
I had made a motion to table. You said it was not in order. I appealed your ruling. We never voted on
no,
that.
No, Mr. Crozier, do you want me to...
Because you allowed a motion on adjournment.
Do you want
we all appealed the ruling.
I raised it immediately. It was timely, and I raised it immediately when you ruled that way.
No, Mr. Grosser.
Well, I appeal this ruling right now.
Mr. Grosser, if this is not a back and forth.
I appeal this ruling right now because it's incorrect.
Somebody read to you before that the motion to table is to table a motion, no a discussion, no a point of order, no a challenge of the ruling of the chair.
That's what I was challenging. I was challenging your ruling on that.
What the only thing that can be tabled
is the motion. I have the right to challenge anything. I have the right to challenge any ruling you make, and it can be voted down if the body does not agree with me. You're not a dictator, Madam Chair. The body has the right to rule, to vote on your rulings.
Point of order, Nancy Sorensen.
Okay, now she
several times. Point of order, Nancy Sorensen.
Go
ahead, Nancy Sorensen.
This is
several times. Several times, Bill has this is insulted the chair and questioned her. Mischaracterized her attempt to educate the new members and the current members who are apparently are not following the Robert's Rules of Order and trying to educate them on that. There was a challenge before Bill's challenge that has not been dealt with yet, and that needs to be dealt with before we move on. Spent an hour and a half, I don't know, plus
40, and I
not dealing with that original challenge.
Yes.
This is Aki. I actually have a stack.
Okay, Aki, go ahead.
Don't take any more questions until you deal with that challenge. Please.
Point of information. Who's speaking? Point of information.
Who's speaking?
Lecturing just now.
Orders of the day.
Who is that?
I'm sorry.
Orders of the day. Deal with the original challenge.
Who are you? I'm sorry.
This is Grace. I asked to be recognized. Thank you. I am a push.
I just called.
Can I be recognized, please?
Tanaka. No, I have asked Tanaka. I recognize him.
Okay.
Well, what I propose is that I'm going to retract the original challenge, and I move that we go and elect the pro tem officers.
Second.
Mr. Tanaka, let me tell you something. A motion that is on the floor and make us, during 2 hours and 45 minutes, keep the discussion. You are not challenging your challenge? You are trying to take your challenge after we spent 245 minutes trying to resolve it?
That's right.
You are telling me, I'm trying to understand what you are saying. Because once that you make a challenge, and once that you make a motion, the motion is not anymore yours. It's on the floor.
That is true.
Thank you. Then if somebody wants to, I don't know, why don't...
Rhonda Garner for the staff.
Rhonda Garner, go ahead.
This is great.
Considering the number of times that the current...
I'm sorry.
Considering the number of times that there have been objections to the chair's ruling, I want to make a motion that we elect the pro tem officers immediately.
Garner, you don't have the right. You send that
why
in
not?
No. I'm sorry. Send that in writing because then it starts changing. You are doing something that is illegal right now.
You want
to do it in writing and assume the consequences of what you are saying.
Well, I don't want to do anything illegal. Could you explain
then
that to me?
Please send in writing your motion or stop inventing things. I explained
Catherine
already
for the staff,
that we cannot
Catherine for
vote
the staff
in pro tem chair. I explained that to the members at the beginning.
Catherine for the staff.
I don't understand. Sorry.
Catherine,
what
part?
I understand, Miss Davis, but we are talking with Miss Rhonda Gardner. I heard you. You can keep repeating my name or your name, but Miss Gardner.
Well, I guess
something.
If there was some acknowledgement, I didn't know if I was being heard.
I made.
Rhonda?
Adriana, did you say that I should put a motion in writing?
If you need to assume the consequences of the motion that you are doing. You have a motion, and you already, or you already before present a motion. I'm trying to explain what
Madam
I want.
Madam Chair, can someone besides yourself explain to me why that would be inappropriate? I don't want to break any rules.
No. I'm trying to tell you.
I asked someone else for the floor.
You present a motion, and then you said that you didn't present it. Now you're saying the same, and you are trying to... That's why I'm asking the members. Have the consequence of your actions. If you want a motion, please send
this
it in writing. Then
Catherine, for the stack, please.
I believe I'm speaking on the stack.
Catherine, for the stack, please.
Who asked for the floor?
Grace. And Catherine.
I had Catherine Davis before. Yes.
Am I being acknowledged?
Yes, Ms. Davis.
This is Grace. I asked for the floor...
Miss Aaron, Catherine Davis at the floor.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
All right. I simply wanted to bring forth a motion to approve the agenda so we could move forward with the items on the agenda.
Second. Dan Goodman.
Point of order. Point of order.
What is your point of order, sitting?
I believe there are probably two or three challenges to the chair's rulings that have to be addressed before we can get anywhere near an agenda. Isn't that why we've just invested 3 hours?
Wait. It's not back and forth. Okay? You are trying to state your motion. Can you make a point of order? I believe... that I can rule a point of order, same point of order, no, out of order, to ask for a motion. But it's true, too, that we have all those pending challenges. What do you expect to do with those pending challenges, Miss Davis?
Well, I've heard more than a dozen times for a motion to table. Those
you cannot, I
explain
that you only can
but,
table motions. Motions.
Well, may I respond?
Yes.
I am feeling, you know, I'm not new to the board. I've been on the board before, but it's been a while since I've been on the board, and I feel there is... within this discussion, a level of intimidation to people who are trying to bring forth motions. And there seems to be a level of discounting the Roberts rules according to I don't know what. So I'm really very confused.
Can you
I don't understand.
No, you are
and
saying,
it's like
no,
to,
no,
to
no.
bring forth
what
a motion and say, well, you have to suffer the consequences of bringing forth the motion. I'm not saying that it is. I'm saying it feels like intimidation. And so that's why there's a level of confusion. I didn't say it was your intention. I'm saying that this is what it feels like, and it creates confusion because, you know, motions are being put forth. They're not being allowed. So, and then I didn't understand what you meant by you can put it in writing, but you have to you know, take the consequences of putting it in writing.
No,
I'm confused about that.
I'm sorry.
I feel tonight on the stack, please.
You say that. I'm sorry that you take that.
Point of order.
Let me finish, please. I'm trying to explain to the member what I meant. when I said put it in writing. If what happened in all the boards, people throw motions, they keep, we after half an hour and everybody saying different things, the motion never came in writing, it means that then we are, no, but you say, no, you say that. You want a motion, put the motion in writing. And then we know what we are discussing. We are against or we are in favor.
Point of order, Crozier.
That is what that means. I have a point of order before.
Thank you.
Thank you. Knock on the stack, please.
Thank you for clarifying.
Allow for the stack. Can allow for the stack, please.
Okay, we have some points of order before. I'm sorry, but the people that have a point of order jump the stack. Go ahead.
Mr. Crozier, am I next?
Dan Goodwin, stack.
I should be next, Bill.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but you have a point of... You don't have a point of order, Bill, anymore?
Oh, if somebody else has a point of order before me, go ahead for them.
No, they were asking for the floor.
Okay, why is a point
because
of order?
Like three people asked for the floor.
I appealed your ruling. You said we cannot vote on your ruling, and I'm appealing that. We always have the right to vote on rulings of the chair. You had ruled that we could not vote on my motion to table. So I'm appealing your ruling.
No, no, it's not.
If you'll restate
what
your,
I said,
your,
and it's the
your ruling,
time that you bring the same
it
issue. The third time that you bring the same issue, Bill.
You never
my
allowed a vote
is,
on it.
My ruling is, and have nothing to do with my ruling, it's rubber rule of orders. It's common sense. You can table only motions, and you cannot table everything that's happened before, point of order, point of personal. You cannot. Challenges, they are on the floor.
That's what
this
I'm
This is
the
problem. When you keep bringing point of order and then challenge when somebody's telling you that that's not the way to go. That's why we spent 3 hours. 3 hours already.
The body has the vote. Has the right to vote on my challenge to your ruling, Madam Chair.
The body has the right to vote in the first challenge that we have. You cannot keep piling up.
Madam Chair, that's not correct. You need to vote on the pending challenge.
Okay.
It was mine. And it was about my motion.
Mr. Tanaka, you have the floor.
Nancy Sorden.
Mr. Tanaka, you have the floor.
Okay. So I just want to make a comment that, you know, we spent 3 hours right now on nothing. And the main reason that we had this meeting today is to call for full-time officers. So you should all reflect on the fact that we didn't do what we're supposed to do at this first meeting. And then the 3 hours we spent, you can go back and listen to it, and you realize that it's basically nada, okay? So I moved to both for the pro-tem officers right now.
May I answer you? May I answer you?
Oh, she's going to vote you out of order.
No, no. What I'm saying is you, the board, doesn't matter if it's even, you know, unanimous. The board cannot change the bylaws or trump the bylaws. You cannot do it with a motion. I agree with everybody that the idea was we will go, we don't have that much discussion. This is really 3 hours wasted. We can go really easy to put in motion the motion that we need to do to elect permanent officers. That was the idea of the whole meeting. And we will save all of this. But we didn't. Then you cannot do now, try to erase what you did. We have very clear, and you have the agenda in front of you, and you have all the justification in front of you. You need to go and vote, and if you want to vote, unless that you have, you know, you need to, the pro tem chair and pro tem secretary, you have it. Article 15, section 1 of the bylaws. All the election by director shall be conducted by instant run of voting method. where there is only one seat or position to be filled. The process for election of pro tem chair and pro tem secretary should involve nomination, open of nomination, close date, identification of ballots prepared, teller, second ballot recipient. We spend all this time without, like I asked at the beginning, I guess, why don't we take care a little bit of housekeeping, and we will put the rules and we can start without any problem with everything in place.
Rhonda Garner for the floor.
Okay, Rhonda Garner.
We are attempting to clean house by having a change in the chair of this meeting. So I would like
personal
to
privilege. Could the
like
member
ask,
please repeat?
I'd like
Nancy Jordan. Personal privilege.
Yes.
Repeat what you say,
hear,
Rhonda.
Not hear what Rhonda said. Could you please repeat that? And there was an echo.
Okay. Can you hear me? Okay now.
Yes.
Okay. I would like to respectfully request that Ms. Castaneda step down as the chair and allow us to elect a pro tem officers, and I guarantee that that will move this meeting along very, very quickly.
That is your motion, Ms.
I have an amendment to that motion.
Can you send me to the floor? In writing? Please stop with this, all this playing, okay? Rhonda, please send that motion in writing. Mr. Alexander, you have a... I didn't hear a second first. Anybody second Rhonda's motion, but I want it in writing.
Second. Jan Goodman, second.
Okay, I want it in writing. Now, Alexander, you have an amendment?
I have a friendly excuse me. I have a friendly amendment if the maker of the motion accepts it.
Okay. Do we have it in writing?
This is Grace. I sent it getting twice. This is Serene.
I want your motion in writing, then we know what we are talking about.
Point of personal privilege, Chair. This is Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Actually, it's a point of information. I sent you a motion, the effect of what Rhonda was saying twice, two slightly different wordings. Have you received those motions?
I don't know what you are talking about, but the one, the motion that we have in the floor is Rhonda, right?
Motion. Point of
Rhonda?
Order.
Rhonda?
Yes.
Do you have that motion?
I have a point of order.
I didn't write it because I thought she said that she had just sent it. But y'all are saying you don't that you have you haven't gotten it.
Jesus Christ! I have a point of order, please.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'll write.
Okay. Motions are submitted to the body by speaking and then writing. Sending something by email is correspondence. It is not how one makes a motion. And further, I call the orders of the day. Pacifica has a policy that meetings last no more than 3 hours. It is now 11:30 in New York. I call the orders of the day.
Mm.
It's a standing policy.
Standing rule.
Jan Goodman.
This is Grace Aaron.
I may still wait. I'm still waiting.
Or...
Rhonda Garner, forward my motion.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Rhonda?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Roberts wishes to be recognized.
Grace Aaron wishes to be recognized. Please recognize me.
I am the same. I'm asking first for Rhonda disappear. And she asked,
I'm sorry, I made a point of order.
Two motions.
Pardon me, this is wrong.
I made a point of order.
Okay, Serene, go ahead with your point of order. In the meantime, that member, Rhonda Garner, sent one or the two motions that you already stated in writing.
Okay, Madam Chair, the policy of the... Okay, who have you recognized? Because I'm hearing somebody else. Am I being recognized, Chair?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. There's a standing policy that says these meetings do not go past 3 hours. It is 11:32 on the East Coast. I call the orders of the day. This meeting must end now.
This is Rhonda Garner. My PC
in the meeting.
Is not working. Can someone else write the motion for me?
Can you state it again? Maybe somebody can write that for you. The way that you, because we have the recording later on. The same
Madam,
motion that you put.
This is Grace Aaron with a point of personal privilege. I sent a
I'm asking Rhonda to answer what I said. She can repeat her motion and somebody can write that motion. That's what she asked. Right, Rhonda? Or that was...
Yes, that is correct. And Grace is...
No,
Grace,
the motion
Grace,
that you say
send the motion
to do with the motion
point of order. I sent it twice. Everybody
Nancy
has.
Nancy Thornton, point of order.
We have received the motion.
Nancy Thornton, point of order.
Okay, Nancy Thornton, go ahead.
I call for the orders of the day. We have the challenge to your ruling, which has not been voted on. Then there was a motion to approve the agenda, which was seconded, and that was not voted on. We're taking. How can we take other motions? If we haven't dealt with motions that have already been put forward and not voted on, except for adjourning, how can we take these other motions until we deal with the first motion?
What is the first motion that you are speaking about?
I mean, there was a vote that to challenge your ruling, and then there was a motion to approve the agenda, which was seconded. And people keep interrupting with points of order, and the motions keep being ignored, even seconded ones. They're not debated. I mean, we got to deal with things in order.
Yes, I heard the motion from Member Davis of approving the agenda, and that was seconded. But I don't see the motion in writing either. That's what I'm saying. When people throw motions, they don't put it in writing, and then, oh, well, oops, disappear.
Okay, this is Rhonda Garner for the fourth, please.
I think the motion to approve an agenda is that's it. That's all there is to it. I don't know if that has to be approved and that has to be put in writing. I challenge
okay.
that.
I heard the motion to approve the agenda.
Point of information.
I second. Okay.
Point of information.
Anybody wants to vote, or we can keep discussing this issue?
I have a point of order. This is Roberts.
Oh, yes.
What? The rules of order.
We cannot continue with this meeting. It is over. 3 hours is the limit. Why are we accepting motions or having discussions? It is over.
Okay, can I go on the stack, please?
Catherine, on the stack, please.
Madam Chair.
And Grace,
to address my point of order.
Wait a second. Okay, Serentine, is your point of order?
That is my point of order, is that the standing policy is that these meetings do not go past 3 hours. It's almost midnight here. We need to end the meeting.
We have, if I don't mistake, Serene, before you state that, we have the motion from Ms. Davis to approve the agenda.
And I did
that,
send...
Then, excuse me, you don't
Madam
have the floor,
Chair,
whomever you are.
I did send
are.
An email.
What?
You don't have the floor. I moved to...
You moved to approve the agenda, right?
I moved to table all motions. And end this meeting. We are violating policy right now.
Point of personal privilege, please.
Oh.
Who's the one that's speaking?
This is Catherine.
Catherine.
Yes, I did. I did send an email. I'm not sure if I'm on the PMB list yet, but I did send it to everyone about 13, 14 minutes ago, and then I just sent it again.
I received
but
it.
But also, I just wanted to point out, I did not see Grace's, so that's what made me think that I'm not on the list. So if someone could forward that to me, but also, my understanding was the ruling that we couldn't just lay everything on the table.
Let me again try to state what I said before. Motions can be always tabled. What cannot be tabled are discussion, cannot be tabled challenges, and when we are ready to vote, I said from the beginning, the challenge need to be voted. If we, the motions can always be tabled. That was my point. Even when Bill can keep changing what I said, my point was, you cannot suspend, you cannot table, because what you will bring from the table, go to Robert Rule of Orders, and what you table are motions.